Now, we all need a little less stress in our lives, especially if we work in the SW1 postcode these days. But what can we do about it? Well, one answer is to spend a bit more time observing nature. Recent research suggests that simply observing one thing in nature every day for 2 weeks can significantly boost your well-being, especially if you take the time to write down how you feel. And that made us think we should do our part here on The World Tonight. So over the next couple of weeks, we'll hear from different people about their relationship with nature. I would also like to hear from you. First, though, what is it about the natural world that helps our mental health? For a bit of insight, I went today to Pensford Field, a small strip of land near Kew Gardens, to speak to someone who promotes the benefits of nature and to someone she's helped.
My name's Alison Greenwood. I'm a psychologist and I'm also the founder and CEO of Dose of Nature, a mental health charity that supports people by increasing their engagement with the natural world. You can see the trees around the borders. That's the space. It used to be a school playing field, but it really is only this big. I mean, it's quite a special space, as you see. You know, birds are there. The sky. We're in southwest London. We'll hear some aeroplanes.
But definitely.
That's, you know, that really helps us with our model because it kind of points out we still respond instantly very negatively to the sound of an aeroplane. So I'm sitting here with clients and I'm telling them about the birds and then a plane will come over and say, oh, it's horrible, the plane. And I say, well, the reason you're responding so negatively to that noise is because it's a foreign sound to your body. It's a saber-toothed tiger to our evolutionary cells.
Fascinating. Well, look, should we talk about some of the positive sounds and the what they're doing to our brain and sights as well, obviously.
Yes. Absolutely. Should we go? Would you like to have a little seat and then we'll...
Only bees beyond this point, thank you. I like it. Here we are. We're sitting, as you say, in a very modest environment, small environment, but it is full of the patterns of nature. So tell us, what is it? What should we be looking at? What is it doing to us when we're out here?
You're looking at the fractal patterns of nature, and fractals are self-repeating patterns. And what we know from kind of looking at these fractals and then looking at brain patterns is that when we look at the fractal patterns of nature, it increases our alpha waves in our brains. And alpha waves are an indicator of a wakefully relaxed state.
These are the patterns that you only get in nature, isn't it?
Absolutely. You go on a walk, you'll see the patterns on a leaf are very similar to the branches of a tree. And they exist in very small bits of nature. They're also in the big bits of nature, so ocean waves, coastlines. And the very exciting thing about fractals is that they exist in us as well. If you look at the palm of your hand, you'll see the patterns on your hand quite similar to the patterns of the branches of a tree or on the back of a leaf. And it's just a lovely reminder that we're not like nature. We are nature. We're part of the same natural world, made up of the same natural fractals. Most people's favourite sound is water. And we tend to like all kinds of different water sounds. Trickling streams is, as a nation, our favourite one. And again, it's not too difficult to imagine why our brains respond so positively to something that is so much a sign of survival, water.
And we are water as well, aren't we?
Indeed, yeah, indeed.
So, as we go on to that link between patterns and why they make us feel better.
I mean, psychologists often call the fractal patterns of nature soft fascination, the impact on the autonomic nervous system in terms of switching us from our sympathetic nervous activation, so that's our fight-flight processes, into our parasympathetic nervous activation, that's our rest-digest, is kind of instant when we go outside. And there's that instant reaction physiologically that our body goes into. Now this I recognise.
Hi, my name's Tom. I came here about 3 years ago, having struggled with my mental health for the best part of my adult life. And it wasn't until I came here that it all started to click and I started to realise that there was a reason why I would have that day where I'd spontaneously go to Bushy Park and just spend hours.
It was there subconsciously, but now it's conscious.
Yeah.
So what difference does that make?
It's huge. I now feel like I have some sovereignty over my own mental health.
There's a lot of brilliant emerging science about when we feel that sense of awe and wonder in nature, which of course the natural world is abundant in its supply of making us go, wow, look at that little kind of, I don't know, snowdrop. And you sometimes can go a bit goosebumpy even thinking about that moment in your life where you're on top of a mountain.
So why? Why is that happening?
There's theory, and we're at the theory stage as opposed to the knowledge stage on that. And one of the theories is a kind of construct of small self. So when we are under a huge starry sky or on top of a mountain, we can feel quite small. Now, I love this construct as a psychologist because we spend all of our time bigging people up. You are important. You do matter. And actually, in the natural world, quite often, we feel quite small and tiny and insignificant. And rather than making us feel bad, it actually is quite reassuring. We're just this tiny little part of this natural world and it's okay.
And that was a psychologist, Alison Greenwood. And if you want to observe something in nature, be it big or small, and write down how you felt about it, we'd love to hear from you. Do get in touch with us. Our email is world.tonight@bbc.co.uk.